Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast of the First Congregational Church in Norwood, Massachusetts, with the Reverend Michelle Bagby Allen. FCC Norwood is a caring and inclusive faith community affiliated with the United Church of Christ. We are proud to be an open and affirming congregation and welcoming, inclusive, supportive, and engaged with mental health in our community. Today is Sunday, April 7th, 2024. Our worship leader for today is Tom McClintock.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 13 through 32. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all the things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over.' So he went to stay with them. And when he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?'" Reading from the Acts of the Apostle, chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instruction through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to many, to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over the course of 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. "This," he said, "is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel?" He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This is Jesus who has been taken up from you unto heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven."
Pray that we might have the blessing of greater understanding for hearing these words from Scripture, and I invite you to pray with me. Gracious and loving God, let your Spirit be known in this place. Let your peace be known in this place. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. If you ask a very small child what Easter is about, they might tell you it is about the bunny. It's about spring and church and family and bubbles and eggs and baskets and chocolate. If you ask a young child what Easter is about, they may tell you that it is about these things that they once knew as very small children, but actually it is about Jesus, who died, being alive again, an empty tomb, and joy. This is hard to believe, but it is a miracle of God. Now, if you ask a youth what Easter is about, and I have, they will tell you that it is definitely about Jesus and resurrection and new beginnings and rebirth and time with family, special meals which they truly value, and getting dressed up whether you want to or not. Let's just take a moment to note that some love to do this and some not so much. Family pictures. If you ask a young adult, what is Easter about? They might answer that they are not really sure. They have a lot of questions about faith, and more than that, they have a great deal of doubt that these things actually took place. And that it is about possibility, and maybe hope that God is there, even when they have a hard time believing. Now, if you ask a middle-aged person what Easter is about, they might answer that it is about the gift and miracle of God's emphatic no to the violence and death so often inflicted by us and the powers that be, and God's emphatic yes to life beyond the hardest things that we have endured and experienced. It is also about eggs and bunnies and chocolate and helping to create wonder-filled experiences for children and teaching a story that we hope they will embrace. Now, if you ask an older person what Easter is all about, they might say that it is about so many things. The delight of spring, the story of Jesus overcoming death and promising life eternal, something that they think about more and more as they say goodbye to loved ones more frequently, attend more funerals than they would like, and contemplate their mortality. It is also about connecting with family, a special meal that they no longer host but delight in nonetheless as they blow bubbles with small children from their chair. Now, much like faith, Easter is the same for us and different as we grow and change and develop as people. Our life experiences make it so that when we hear these stories or read these scriptures at different points over our lives, the story comes alive in different ways. Sometimes we hold to the miracle. Sometimes we question it. Sometimes we are comforted by resurrection. Sometimes we wonder if we will ever truly understand it. Sometimes we are overwhelmed by the beauty of new life, hope, and possibility. And sometimes we cling to this story because we are overwhelmed by grief and sorrow and can so relate to those who ran terrified from the tomb. Or we're walking on the road recounting all these things that have happened. Our scriptures remind us today that Easter is all of the things we have known and know in this moment in our lives. And it is also more. Not a day, but a season. Not a one-time event at the rock-hewn tomb, but an ongoing unfolding along the road. It seems to me that a part of whether we grow or mature as people has to do with how we contemplate Easter and acknowledge that our experience of Easter will change over time. Nothing can be as it always was when it comes to Easter. As much as we cling to traditions and color eggs and make our favorite dishes, just as different disciples and followers had different experiences of Jesus alive after they witnessed the empty tomb, so too might we over time. Some need to see for themselves. Some need Jesus' reassurance of peace and the promised Holy Spirit to assuage their fears. Some need forgiveness for their denial. Some need the gentle voice of a teacher calling their name to continue on. So Easter is about so many things to each of us, and thank God for that. Today, I'm grateful that for so many of us, Easter is about an understanding and recognition that God continues with us in our journeys to places still unknown to us. That Jesus is present in the bread and cup and in our joy and sorrow. Today, I am grateful that Easter is about the promise of resurrection in our lives here and now as they unfold. Perhaps the coming back from grief, the recovering from an accident or unexpected diagnosis, the reemergence after depression that has held us down for months or years, the possibility of peace in the war-torn places, coming together to overcome divisions. And maybe the hope that our ends are not really ends, but further unfolding of our lives in the heart and ongoing process that is God. I sincerely hope that you had a beautiful and blessed Easter last Sunday. It was a gift for me to hear the familiar songs, the trumpet and organ, the flowers and the excitement of children. I also hope that you have a blessed Eastertide, this precious season between Easter and Pentecost, when we meet Jesus on the road, when we grow and change, when we have time to contemplate what it means to walk with and learn from the risen Christ. Each week here at FCC Norwood, we share the welcome, and those who are here every week can probably say it with me. No matter who you are or where you are in your journey of life and faith, you are welcome here. It's a phrase that those who are here frequently could likely recite in their sleep or as easily as they do the Lord's Prayer. Today, I'm reminded that this welcome happens for us no matter how old or young we are, no matter how joyful or grief-stricken we are, no matter where we are in our growth and development as humans or as people of faith. We are welcome because Christ walked the road with humanity, with us, in life and beyond it. We're welcome because of God's promise through Christ of peace, new life, and the Holy Spirit that sustain us. We are welcome because God's heart is big enough to love us into life and to life eternal. So I give thanks for this chance, friends, to extend the welcome in Eastertide. And I pray for you that your unfolding lives will contain change, growth, new life, hope, and the recognition of the one who walks beside you, who sends you out to witness to life that does not end. Doesn't end on a cross, it doesn't end at an empty tomb, or even at Emmaus. But it is a life that continues in us and beyond us. Thanks be to God for this. Amen. Thank you for listening to our weekly sermon podcast. If you would like more information about FCC Norwood, check out our website, fccnorwood.org, or like us on Facebook. All are welcome to worship in person or via live stream on Sunday mornings. Worship rebroadcasts will be available the following day and sermon podcasts on Tuesday. Thanks again for listening.